Good morning. My guest this morning is Nina Arbor from Hospice Services of St. Joseph Health. Good morning, Nina.
Good morning, Roland.
Well, interesting things coming up, sponsored by the Hospice House and Hospice Services.
Yes.
And I'm looking at one on May 11th called Women at Ground Zero, Stories of Courage and Compassion.
Yeah.
Why don't you tell us about that?
Well, we're very excited to have Mary Karuba, who is one of the co-authors of Women at Ground Zero, to come and be present with us. She's quite a presenter, as I hear. And more importantly, the story that inspired the book and the project was that a lot of times in 9/11, we heard about the male rescue workers and the male heroes of the day, so to speak. And it inspired them to really begin looking at all the female rescue workers that were not named and not even known about until they began to do this project and interviews.
I notice in the description of Mary Karuba, who is the
yes.
presenter, that among a number of other things, she is also a performance artist.
Yes.
Does that talent fit in with what she does here?
Yes, I think that when she will present this book and the moving stories, she will also do it with, she does things with a lot of humor. So she's been called a humorist,
uh-huh.
a comedian, as well as the performing art. So I think it will be a treat regardless of what it is.
Can you give us just a little sample of the sorts of material she'll be covering?
I think that what she will be doing is reading some excerpts from the book. I think that with music, she will also be demonstrating some of the emotions that were evoked during that 9/11 period and the stories of what these women were doing in their other lives, so to speak, when that day happened.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you remember what you were doing that day?
Oh, my goodness. I remember I had just finished exercising, and I had flipped on the TV, and I was stunned.
Right.
As was, you know, America. You just could not grapple with what we were seeing.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
And we still haven't grappled with it in some way.
No.
Which is why this is such an appropriate
yes.
presentation.
Yeah.
For hospice to
yes.
be doing.
Yes, absolutely. The inspiration, I think the stories, the remembrance, it fits with everything that we do in hospice work.
Right.
Yeah.
Do you plan to do more of this sort of presentation?
Mm-hmm.
I really like the idea of this being a kind of a theatrical event
mm-hmm.
as
mm-hmm.
well as being a true story of
yes.
one of the central events of my life, certainly.
Yes, yes, we absolutely do, Roland. I think that was kind of the gist of this series, where we had storytelling in February and we had healing music and stories, again, of love and inspiration. So any way we can invoke the arts into these conversations about life, the better.
How would you like the public to think of hospice?
As a place, first of all, to come and have the conversations about life, as a resource to grapple with the quality of life, no matter what part of life we're in. So, instead of just seeing it as patient care at the end of life, it's the whole spectrum of life.
Right.
And that we matter until we take our last breath, and that in between all of that, it matters how we're treated.
And we can certainly dwell on tragedy.
Yeah.
There's plenty of it around
yes,
and more
yes.
coming up all the time.
Yes.
But there's more to it than that.
More to it than that. And I think every time we do these Wednesdays, people are reminded that first and foremost, we're connected together through the joys and the challenges of life.
Great.
Yep.
Nina, thank you very much for coming in.
Let's tell people
that this is a very special event, Women at Ground Zero, Stories of Courage and Compassion, at Hospice of Petaluma on May 11th, at Memorial Hospice in Santa Rosa on May 18th. For information, 568-1094, online, sonomacountyhospice.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Jacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.